Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just hear something about overnight low of 6 degrees above zero.
I think they meant 60.
I think I'm out.
I don't think they meant 60. That cold snap is coming back, baby.
Oh, man. You're right. Saturday night into Sunday morning, overnight low of 6.
It's going to be chilly.
50s, though, next week.
Tell you what, we got those Chargers coming in town. It's nice and warm in L.A.
Yep.
Home field advantage.
High on Sunday of 25.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can catch a football in that temperature.
What time's well, we couldn't catch it in warmer temperatures.
That's what I'm saying.
What time is the game on Sunday?
Is it a nooner?
I have them
it's
all.
It's a nooner.
Yeah. I have them all on my calendar. I'm telling you, it's the best advice anyone ever gave me, and I'm giving it to you. At the beginning of every season, put every Chiefs game in your calendar as soon as they release the schedule.
Why?
Because what ends up happening is someone is like, hey, do you want to come over and see our new baby at noon in 3 weeks on it? And you go, yeah, that sounds good. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's right during the Chiefs game. So then it's on your schedule and you just know.
That's one of my favorite things that real estate agents do is the promotional Chiefs schedule magnet.
We have one right here on the inside of our door.
Yes.
I put it there.
Yes.
No, you didn't. I did.
I love those. I've got one in my fridge.
I put that there.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to insult you.
Stop taking credit for my work.
Deep down. Jeez.
My word. Time Magazine has unveiled their Person of the Year.
I don't even want to talk about it. It made me sick.
Is it me?
It is not you, Sam. Oh. It should have been, but it's not. The Person of the Year is the Architects of AI. The recognition reflects how the technology seemingly became. I'll tell you what it's better than.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the year it was you?
And they put a reflective mirror on the cover of Time Magazine. The recognition reflects how the technology seemingly became inescapable this year in just about any aspect of American life, from its impact on education to fears of mass industry disruption.
Yeah, by inescapable, they meant taking over our lives.
I was watching a news report, I think it was yesterday morning. Now, whether they're right, I don't know.
That we're all going to die?
No, but they did predict, one, and these people are smart, that AI is in the next handful of years, and it's hard to get your hand around, you know, how many years we're talking about here. But in the next handful of years, AI is going to take over one out of every four American jobs.
Right.
Most of them white collar.
Oh, 90% of them will be white collar. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You have mm-hmm. data entry, any sort of secretarial work, any sort of repetitive job.
Songwriter.
Yeah.
You always have to remember that the Time Magazine Person of the Year is who for better or for worse. It's not the most popular person. Sometimes it could be, yeah. but it's usually not.
Adolf Hitler is once the person
for better
of the year.
Or for worse, who has had the most impact on us all? And as much as I don't like and I kind of hold my nose to the stench of this choice, what has impacted our world the most this past year? It's hard to disagree with this choice.
Why not just make it, instead of the architects of AI, why not just make it AI?
Yeah, it is a sentient being. Might as well get comfortable
well,
with it.
Well, because the people that unleashed it can't put the genie back in the bottle. And if this thing heads where we're all worried it's going to head, you know, it's going to be great for things like finding a cure for cancer and running complex medical algorithms to find DNA sequencing. But look at all of the ways it's going to be so bad.
Mm-hmm. Stalin was person of the year twice.
Yeah. Like I said, I believe Adolf Hitler was four times. The Chancellor. Chancellor of Germany was four times. So like Angela Merkel won it in 2015. Adolf Hitler got it in 1938. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth won it in 1952, if you can say won it. Yeah. Again, it's not that you're the person who had the most positive impact on the world.
Okay, 1960. United States scientists, really?
The first one ever was Charles Lindbergh in 1927.
I don't mean to go squirrel, but I'm going to go squirrel
here
in a moment.
There's some weird ones. The Inheritor?
Have you never read the book Lindbergh? Can I just tell you something?
No.
One of the things I found out when I read that was that I do not believe the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped, nor do I believe there was ransom involved. Like, none of that is true. What they said in that book, Scott, is that he was the most famous person in the world in a way that we cannot comprehend today. They said, and the explanation they gave was like, think of Brad Pitt, okay? Think of someone super famous like Oprah or Taylor Swift. They said he was all of those things globally and was without question the most famous man in the world.
Okay.
And read the book Lindbergh, I'm telling you right now. It makes a strong argument that that baby died in the house and they orchestrated the story that the baby was kidnapped.
Hmm. Yeah, it would not be the first time that they didn't pick a person, right? 1966, The Inheritor.
93, The Peacemaker.
69, Middle Americans.
88, The Endangered Earth.
Yeah, so why not just make it AI? 1982, The Computer.
2002, The Whistleblower.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good year.
Yeah, it was
three women, wasn't it, Sam, on the front cover?
Cynthia Cooper, Colleen Raleigh, and Sharon Watkins.
Yep. It has to be AI. I wish it wasn't so. I wish it wasn't so.
I
and didn't
too.
Disney come out today and say, speaking of AI, they were going to allow AI to start seeping into their characters? And for some reason, that doesn't bother me quite as much as the fake singer or the fake actor or the fake actress.
Barack Obama got it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Why is that so incredibly hard for you to understand?
Why would you give it to anybody twice?
Disney has agreed today to bring its characters to OpenAI's Sora videos. They've inked a blockbuster $1 billion deal with OpenAI, handing its characters over to something called Sora.
Gave it to Trump twice.
I was just about to say, they gave it to Trump twice.
God, the deal means you can now make short videos with Mickey Mouse and R2-D2. Walt Disney is rolling over in his grave today.
But don't we do AI to some extent in a lot of, I mean, all this CGI that they use in movies, isn't that artificial intelligence in a way?
We watched The Revenant last night.
Well, yeah. And that's where it gets very confusing and the fine line between artificial intelligence and computer generated, which is CGI, right?
Right.
In theory, we've been operating with artificial intelligence, just the base idea of artificial intelligence, since the internet was created.
Not so like this,
now,
though.
Yeah, now we're calling it AI, but it's got a totally different meaning because we're talking about an algorithm that can take previous experiences and generate a response based on that, which is always my argument of people talk about, like, what's going to happen when AI becomes sentient? AI is already sentient.
What does sentient mean?
Alive.
Okay.
All human brains do is make decisions based off previous encounters, right? Previous perceptions. We decide the world around us and the decisions that we make based on things that either happened to us or that we did to others. That's exactly what modern AI does.
913-586-7798. Times Person of the Year are the architects of AI. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Update on the case that has Dana mesmerized. Brian Walsh's defense rested today, did not call a single witness. They know it's coming.
Well, I was talking to Sophie about this last night. How do cases like this even make it to trial, where a man says, yeah, I dismembered my wife's body and scattered her all over town, but I don't know how she died and I didn't do it? That is his defense. Mm-hmm. Literally, that is his defense. The prosecution brought up police, expert witnesses,
internet searches
of how long do I have to wait to cash in on my wife's life insurance after she's dead?
Can a body decompose in a plastic bag?
He searched that stuff.
Mm-hmm. In court today, defense attorney Larry Tipton announced that the defense would not be calling any witnesses. Says Judge Diane Frenier, does the defense still intend to call Mr. Walsh today? Attorney Tipton, we do not, Your Honor. The judge, you do not? Brian Walsh, I will not testify.
Because the second—
Guilty!
The second he gets up there, and it is his right not to testify—
That is correct.
The prosecution gets the wonderful opportunity to then say, now, wait a minute, Mr. Walsh. We have you on surveillance camera, smiling right into that thing at Lowe's, buying a hacksaw.
Mm-hmm. She was already dead.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. They are arguing, his attorney, you will hear evidence in this case of sudden, unexplained death. You will hear evidence
yeah,
that is rare. You will hear evidence that it happens in young people and in old.
They didn't present any, they're trying to say what, she had a sudden cardiac event?
That's exactly what they're saying.
Why would someone dismember someone after a sudden cardiac event?
Because they argue he thought that when he called police, they would try to pin it on him.
Since their marriage was already on the outs.
Right.
She was having an affair.
She was, well, they were separated. And let me tell you something right now.
She's dead because she was having an affair.
I think she's dead because he wanted the life insurance. The best friend who was with them the night before, on New Year's Eve, they all signed the outside of a champagne bottle.
Yep.
What a great year. Can't wait. Like all this stuff. She and her girlfriend and the husband all saw each other that night. She is part of the most powerful testimony because everything was fine that night. And then he called the friend the next day in a very monotone voice and said, have you heard from Anna? She's missing. She had a work emergency and didn't come back. And the friend said, it's New Year's Day. What do you mean she had a work emergency? She works in commercial real estate. There is no work emergency on New Year's Day. It's a bank holiday. There literally cannot be a commercial real estate emergency on New Year's Day. And he was very just sort of dry and matter of fact. Well, if you hear from her, let me know.
He would make the argument, I knew she was having an affair. I didn't know where she was. She could have been out with her boyfriend.
He did call him, and he left a message and said, hey, I'm just trying anyone I can think of because we can't find her. Have you seen her?
And you're having sex with my wife. Give me a call back. Just...
Wanting the life insurance doesn't really make a whole lot of sense because the restitution he owed for the fake Andy Warhol paintings was far more than any
Correct.
Life insurance policy would ever pay out.
He's charged in federal court, I'll remind you, with fraud, big time fraud.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
And was awaiting, he was federally indicted, Scott, for fraud. So either way, he's going away forever. Why kill her?
From the text line, what is wrong with you? I'm not bragging, but I wouldn't have to go to the store for any of those things. I am well stocked in those items.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Chill out, texter.
All right.
Write that number down.
Don't ever forget that we are surveilled 24/7 because one of the most interesting parts of that trial is they just brought in a carousel of people from Lowe's, from CVS, from the store, like all of the different stores he went to that day buying his hide-a-body kit.
Well, I mean, because he was so memorable that they remembered him being in the store?
Well, they found a hacksaw with her blood on it, tested positive for her blood.
That is correct.
In the dumpster a day later or something, 2 days later, police did.
How did they find the hacksaw but not part of her body?
I don't know, because he went further out of town for that is my guess. So when they find that, Scott, they start doing a radius search. Okay, where was he? Where's the nearest Lowe's? They go to the Lowe's, they get a warrant, and they say, find us anyone who purchased a hacksaw in the last 3 days.
Hmm.
And Lowe's goes, absolutely, here you go. It's only two people. Oh, wait, and one of them is her husband.
By the way, stories like this and Luigi Mangione and some of the others of late remind me just how dumb and careless. And I'm not advocating that criminals get away with their crimes. Okay, let me rephrase. Alleged crimes. Take Luigi Mangione, for example, for just a second. You were commenting the other day that his eyebrows were horrifically identifiable.
Yeah.
Remember that? And the suspicion was that the person at McDonald's in Alter Tune or whatever it's called, Pennsylvania, were suspicious of him because of his eyebrows. When you watch the police video of them encountering him in sitting down eating breakfast at that McDonald's, his potentially his last free meal for the rest of his life, he's wearing a skull cap that covers his eyebrows.
Yeah.
So how did they recognize him by his eyebrows, I'm wondering. But here's something else.
Whoa.
You're the most wanted man in America.
You can't go through the drive-thru?
Well, he probably didn't have a car.
I said the same thing, Scott.
Why sit down in a restaurant? Never. If you've committed a horrific crime, allegedly, and you're wanted by the FBI, why do you ever sit down anywhere except in the woods?
Not to mention, and this is the biggest, fishiest part of the whole thing to me, that doesn't make any sense, carrying a backpack with every piece of evidence necessary to prosecute you. You had the wherewithal and the forethought to plan every single... You stayed at a hostel where you paid cash. You had your escape route all planned out.
You were going to end up in St. Louis.
And you put every single piece of evidence necessary to prosecute you in the same backpack to go sit at McDonald's and have a McMuffin. I don't buy it.
He also,
part of the manifesto literally said, I did it.
Here's the other thing about going in and sitting down at McDonald's. No one does that. He could have gone somewhere where it's at least believable that people go in and sit down and eat a meal. When was the last time, A, you even went into a McDonald's?
I can't remember.
Nobody goes in and sits down. You don't go in there like it's a restaurant. In fact, a lot of them are shutting down their areas to where you're seated.
I will disagree with you there. Whenever I have to take my truck into the shop, I go and I work out and then I get breakfast before I come into work and I just go to McDonald's.
You sit inside?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to sit on the curb. And so I sit inside the McDonald's and eat my McMuffin and there's always like 10 groups of people.
Are they 90?
None under the age of 80.
Well, most are 90, yeah.
Right. Most people our age either go through the drive-thru or you sit in your car and eat it. You know, and you mess around on your phone.
I can remember one time driving home from Wichita. I must have been down there to see some band with my brother. And I stopped at the McDonald's in Emporia on the way home. I went in, I got my meal, and I went out and ate it in my car.
Yeah.
Only people with fake teeth and white hair eat inside the McDonald's. That's a fact.
I've got real teeth and... not white hair.
913-586-7798.
Which is why you would stand out, Sam, as did Luigi Mangione.
The first words that the officer said to him was, we got a call of a suspicious person. He wasn't suspicious because of his eyebrows.
He's suspicious because he's sitting down at McDonald's.
Because he's 24 years old and sitting down.
Also, who eats breakfast with a
mask? We've never seen this. We've literally never seen this.
Kind of tough.
It's like me ordering oatmeal.
913-586.
Someone call police.
7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We were talking at brunch today about our sort of shared fascination with Mother Nature taking back from man
what is rightfully hers.
What is rightfully hers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we joke about the Chernobyl site down the street that is the failed Mission Gateway project 2 decades old, where trees started growing through fake stairs to nowhere. And I was mentioning to my daughter, like, have you seen the Chernobyl tourism? That's really a thing. Not now, obviously, but people will go over the years and put on the little radiation suit and go wander through the school buildings. And they're, you know, Mother Nature has reclaimed that space. I don't think humans for another 100 million years can live there. It's so radioactive. And you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about this viral story that some of the dogs, because there were, people had pets there when they were evacuated, those dogs then continued to live there and feed off the land and other small animals and grow third eyes. And some of the dogs had turned blue. And so, you know, there was all this talk, we're going to send researchers in, why are the dogs turning blue? And I mean, think Cookie Monster fur. Blue. Not a tinge of blue. The dogs were blue. An expert has revealed, Scott, since we first talked about this with our listeners, the likely reason behind Chernobyl's mysterious blue dogs, and it is not what you think. There may be a surprising reason behind the mysterious blue dogs that were recently spotted roaming the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Photos taken earlier this year showed several dogs with bright blue fur wandering the site of the 1986 nuclear disaster in Ukraine, fueling widespread speculation online, including theories of radiation exposure. However, a scientific advisor for the organization that cares for the stray animals there says those ideas could, quote, not be further from the truth. The blue dye came from a tipped over porta potty where the dogs were rolling around in poop, as dogs are prone to do. Timothy Musseau of the University of South Carolina was quoted as saying on the Dogs of Chernobyl Facebook account. Yes, there is a Facebook page for the Dogs of Chernobyl. Musseau noticed this behavior is similar to how some dogs are drawn to cat litter boxes. The blue coloration is simply a sign of the dog's unsanitary behavior. As any dog owner knows, he says most dogs will eat just about anything, including waste.
Sometimes even their own, yes. Why would you even want to disaster tour Chernobyl?
Let's ask one other question. Why is there human waste in a porta potty at the exclusion zone?
Oh, you think that liquid evaporates?
Well, I don't know.
No, it stays there forever.
My guess is it's been 40 years.
There's the, like, babushkas of Chernobyl still live there. It's a group of older women that just never left.
And my guess would be that there are, and this is just a guess, there are certain crews that work at the site continually trying to clean it up.
No.
Why not?
Because I've watched so many documentaries about this, I know enough to be dangerous. It would take 100 million years for humans to be able to habitate there. It's never going to happen. They spent all this money trying to put like this
dome over it.
And then like Mother Nature laughed. You can't put a dome over that type of, you can't.
Well, and I told you this story maybe 2 months ago when I happened to live somewhere else. We were there in Europe,
Germany,
when Chernobyl occurred. It was in 1986, if I remember correctly. And for whatever reason, the winds blew to the west.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's just normal, but I have lost several friends from high school, not the least of which was Joe, my best friend.
Of weird cancers.
Of weird cancers. We were there. And the parts of Germany were, it was West Germany at the time, where we lived were in the, I don't know what the word is, fallout zone, I guess, for lack of a better term.
The downwind zone. This is one of a million reasons I want you to watch Chernobyl on HBO. It won every award when it came out like 5 years ago or something. It won everything. They talk about the high-level government officials coming together with scientists saying, all right, what do we really have going on? Because the people in Chernobyl kept trying to say, and I think Russia to an extent, if memory serves.
Well, Ukraine was part of Russia and the Soviet Union.
There's absolutely nothing wrong. You don't have to worry. Like, we've evacuated the people that live in Pripyat. But, you know, everybody else is fine. And then it shows the other world leaders going, wait a minute, we have scientists too, and they're saying we need to evacuate. No. It's totally fine.
So the radiation...
zone.
Yeah, because again, those winds for whatever reason blew to the west. So all of Western Europe was enveloped, not all of it, but most of Western Europe was enveloped in the radiation zone.
Yeah.
Including where we all lived. And I don't recall any, you know, weird stuff. When you would think like, you know, there's been this massive explosion at a nuclear power plant. But there wasn't like stuff dropping from the sky. It wasn't, I don't recall it being particularly cloudy. I was in my teens.
But that stuff spread. We've all seen like even what high winds do, right?
And I've lost several friends to cancer at a very young age.
Those who work within the radiation zone, and they're talking about Pripyat specifically, typically work 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off, and the off period must be spent outside of the zone.
Yeah, like, there are crews in there every day.
You can pop in. Like, this is why they allowed the disaster tourism. And you put on radio, you know, protective stuff. Take a look around
and
leave.
Gear.
But you can't live there. You can't drink the water
there.
Well,
no, of course not. God, no.
This site, by the way, says that it will be inhabitable again in 100 years.
Well, I thought it was 100 million years.
But yes, so
you go first, Sam.
I'm good.
The final reactor wasn't even shut down until December 15th of 2000.
Really?
So they were still operating nuclear energy from that plant until December 15th of 2000. And over the next 15 years, they started the cleanup phase. And now they're working on what's called the decommissioning phase, which is trying to get all of the plutonium that has not exploded out of there.
You will not believe in that.
So hence the porta potties.
Series. It's not a documentary. It's a series. When it first happens, they just have workers rushing into the plant to pick up the yellow cake uranium and move it.
What caused the explosion?
Heat.
Overheating.
Huh.
Yeah.
One of the coolers shut down.
Thanks a lot, Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Or they tried to ramp it up to a point that it wasn't sustainable for.
Well, if I end up getting cancer at an early age, you know why now.
Yeah, that's the reason.
It wasn't my lifestyle.
Right.
I disagree with you on 100 years. I'm reading thousands of years. That was part of that Chernobyl show. Like, it's just so much contamination.
Well, all right. Both of you fight. Go.
Experts have said it will be at least 3,000 years for the area to become safe. While others believe that's too optimistic, it's thought the reactor site will not become habitable again for at least 20,000 years.
Well, by then, we're all going to have blown each other up anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Don't say that.
Well, it's true. Do you really think that humans are going to leave this planet because of an asteroid strike?
No.
We're going to kill ourselves.
No, I don't think it's – I don't think we'll kill each – I don't. I think it will be – I don't want to talk about it. I'm in a good mood today. Let's not talk about the downfall of civilization.
We already did. We talked about AI the whole first segment.
Well, that's not my fault Time Magazine named AI.
You're the one who brought up the blue dogs of Chernobyl.
I thought it was interesting. They rolled around in poop just like all dogs do. We're all like, oh, look, they're radioactive. And the guy's like, hold on, dear hats.
The 210 highway in Chernobyl.
He just rolled around in some poop. Everyone back to their corners.
What's going on at 210 highway again?
It's open again.
It's back open.
What was, is that the cattle?
The skid marks.
No.
Oh, the skid marks. That's right.
Yeah. No,
that's right.
That was the semi that crashed hauling human waste.
With everybody's dung.
It dropped quite the load.
Keep your dogs away. It's an evacuation zone.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joe Buck will be joining his late father in Cooperstown next summer as the winner of the Baseball Hall of Fame's annual Ford Frick Award for Broadcasting Excellence. The Ford Frick Award for Broadcasting Excellence. Says Buck, who is 56, I'm blown away. It's hard for me because I tend to downplay awards because of always feeling like I had a leg up at the start of my career, and I did. The greatest gift he ever gave me, speaking of his dad, was to be in the room with him. Called his first World Series at the age of 27.
Oh, wow.
Went to broadcast another 24 World Series for Fox Sports, in addition to 26 League Championship Series and 21 All-Star Games. Say what you will, he's good at what he does. I know that that's a very unpopular opinion in this town.
You know, he's grown on me since the World Series with the Royals, his Baumgartner love affair. He's grown on me since then.
He was infatuated with Baumgartner. Or Baumgartner, whatever his name is.
Well, I mean, he's still, you can hear it in other sports. He just hates Kansas City, but he's from St. Louis. And quite frankly, brother, we feel the same.
Vanna White may still be turning letters on Wheel of Fortune, but she almost left television behind. The network TV staple, who is now 68 years old, she looks great for 68, not that that's old, tells E! News that when longtime Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak retired in 2024, she almost went with him. The show, of course, now hosted by Ryan Seacrest, who, by the way,
he's all right.
All right?
Yeah, he's good.
I'm going to say something about this young man. And I know he's, you know, American Idol. He's got his own radio show out in L.A. Of course, he does Wheel of Fortune. He is a damned good broadcaster. Yeah. He's not all right. He's really, really good at what he does. And they've got this new trick that they're doing on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is brilliant.
Preach.
In a broadcasting setting. When they go to break, he'll walk over to somebody and they keep the mics on for just a few seconds.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, I don't know how you got that. That was fantastic. And you get to hear him, you know, in a moment that you think is off mic.
Right.
Chumming it up with the contestants. And it works really, really well.
Yeah.
It makes him look personable.
Yeah.
Nice. And you know they leave those mics on purpose.
Oh, sure they do.
To make him look approachable. And
he also knows that. I mean, he knows that.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, man, you just really screwed up that one, Rob.
Scott Parks, did you ever think in your life that the one thing that you would get the most fired up about on a daily basis, and I mean the most fired up about, would be Wheel of Fortune?
I love that show.
I mean, you light up like somebody just bought you a new car.
Well, you know, I would have never said this before, but when Dana won the entire Price is Right, I did not know that you had to pay game show taxes on every single thing that you won.
Stop trying to deny what we all know is your truth, and that is you want to be a contestant on The Wheel?
I do.
I would like you to sign up to do it. And if you don't, I'm going to do it for you.
Well, fine. I'll make you a doctor's appointment here at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I think you would be a great contestant.
I'm really good.
And you're personable. You would love the behind the scenes. You would love the process. Mm-hmm. And I think they would like you because they're like, okay, here's a guy that can, you know, maybe tell a joke. He'll hang right in there with Ryan Seacrest. And he also solves a mean puzzle.
Yeah, he does. But every time somebody, like when they do the small wheel at the end and they end up winning a car, you've ruined me.
Yeah.
Like when they open up the card, you know, they get the last one right, or even if they get it wrong.
Right.
If it says like $40,000, I'm thinking, you would have walked away with 20 grand from that.
Good for them.
But if they open up car,
yep.
I always say, oh, you're not going to want that. Or if they didn't get the puzzle and they open up car at the end, you know, Audi
like,
or
buddy,
whatever.
You're better off.
I'm like, dude, you dodged a bullet there. Because I couldn't believe when you came back. And
it's expensive.
And by the way, you kept a mean secret. You didn't even tell me that you had
dying to tell everybody.
That you had won the entire Price is Right. All of it. The entire thing. You never, ever said a word to me about, and I asked.
I'm like, you peed your pants on stage.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how far did you get? I can't tell you. I can't say a word. What would you say? 75% of the stuff that you won, you turned down.
50%.
50%. Well, all right. You turned down 50% and sold 25%.
Correct.
You only kept and enjoyed 25% of what you won.
Trip to Napa.
Because of the taxes.
The old wine train. I would go back and do that tomorrow.
Quick break for the news. Woo-hoo! That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, if you can help us out, we really, really would appreciate it. With Coats for Kids, we have 8 days left, and there is a need in this town. Go to KMBZ.com and click on the Coats for Kids icon, or just text in this word. It's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.